Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey of the day for Friday, March 6th, goes to the former 42nd president of the United States of America, Bill Clinton. Now, a lot of you bootlicking liberals like to refer to Bill Clinton as the first black president, and yesterday he reminded us yet again that no matter how cool he is not black. Okay, number one, he's not black because he's white. All right, let's just get that common sense out of the way. Number two, black men don't cheat. But Bill Clinton has definitely cheated, okay? In fact, when you think about some of the most famous infidelities of all time, some of the most famous cheating scandals of all time, I really can't think of one that ranks higher than Bill Clinton cheating on Hillary Clinton with Monica Lewinsky. Is there one? I can't think of one. Feel free to refresh my memory, okay? I may be being a prisoner of the moment because of the new...
JFK.
JFK and Marilyn Monroe.
Man, that's not our time. We wasn't around for that. Come on. Stop it.
Well, he was.
Yeah, Steve, you was? Okay. Yeah.
Right. Same age as you.
Okay.
It's an infamous story, though.
Once again, the new Hillary documentary that premiered today on Hulu, the trailer came out yesterday, I believe. Now, for those of us in the male community who have made mistakes when it comes to our partners, by mistakes, I mean cheated. When we were young boys, not men, boys. When we were young boys and we were insecure and driven by ego, we did things like attempt to sleep with as many women as possible because we were feeding our egos. And the thing about feeding your ego's stomach is a bottomless pit, okay? Trying to fill your wounded ego by sleeping with a bunch of women is like pouring water into a cup that has a hole in the bottom. It's just not gonna happen. But one thing that men don't realize when you cheat on your significant other is you scar her for life. Okay, a lot of us don't take into consideration the anxiety the woman feels when you are away after you've cheated. You know, how her thinking about you being intimate with another woman traumatizes her emotionally. That is a wound that heals over time. But man, it's always tender. Oh, I mean, it's wounds that over time heals, but anything, and I mean anything, can trigger her and bring her right back to that bad place she was in when she first found out, okay? That's why the best behavior when you have been a cheater is change behavior. The best apology is change behavior, okay? And taking full accountability, all right? It's nobody's fault but your own, all right? There's no excuse for you cheating on your woman. Cheating on your woman is a choice, a poor choice, and when you do it, you have to deal with all the consequences of your actions. Nobody wants to hear any excuses from you because they all sound stupid. And President Bill Clinton proved that yet again on this Hillary documentary because he speaks on the affair he had with Monica Lewinsky in 1995, 25 years ago. 25 years ago, and Bill Clinton is still trying to explain embarrassing his wife. And when you do anything but simply say you made a poor choice and you were wrong, you end up embarrassing her more with your excuse. Would you like to hear what excuse Bill Clinton made in the new Hulu documentary, Hillary? Would you like to hear it? Let's hear it.
Why do you think you took that risk with your marriage and your child and your country? What do you, when you look back?
Nobody thinks about that. Nobody thinks I'm taking a risk. That's not why people do stupid things. It's you feel like you're staggering around and you've been in a 15-round prize fight that was extended to 30 rounds. And here's something to take your mind off of for a while. That's what happens. Because they're, whatever life, not just me, yeah, everybody's life has pressures and disappointments and terrors, fears of whatever. Things I did to manage my anxieties for years. I'm a different, totally different person than I was. It's not a defense. It's an explanation. It was awful.
Stop, Bill.
This guy's crazy.
Bill, stop. If you've been listening to The Breakfast Club, you know your Uncle Charlotte suffers from anxiety. I wrote a book about it, and I'm always adding things to my toolbox to manage it. I do therapy on Fridays at 3:30. I do meditation. I don't do caffeine. I don't do sativa. I practice deep breathing. I do flow therapy. I get sleep. I do CBD. Look, I'm down to try anything to manage anxiety. With all that said, Bill Clinton is right. Oral sex absolutely relaxes you, okay? It's absolutely an anxiety reliever. But, Bill, you're missing one important, crucial detail in regards to that statement. The oral sex you should be receiving when you are a married man is from your wife, okay? Not the mouth of your mistress, the mouth of the woman that you made vows to, okay? See, I don't know about Bill Clinton, but I know me, Leonard, okay? Charlamagne the God, Uncle Charlotte, all cheating did for me was give me anxiety. Okay, I don't know what the hell Bill Clinton talking about. Every single time I laid down with another woman, I knew what the risks were, okay? Another baby, maybe a STD, my girl finding out and leaving my dumb ass. We all know the risk. It's just that cheating is a risk you're willing to take until you aren't willing to take it anymore, okay? If I feel like that and I'm just a radio guy from South Carolina, how in the hell can the 42nd president of the United States of America not feel like he was taking a risk? President Clinton, what type of sociopath are you that you weren't thinking about the risk of getting oral sex from an intern in the White House? This is is really why you can't judge people on their past discretions, because the 90s was a wild time. If the president of the United States of America was out of his damn mind, what type of time do you expect us young Negroes from the hood to be on? But back to Bill Clinton. Leave it alone, okay? Leave that young lady alone. Have some respect for your marriage. Have some respect for your for Monica Lewinsky, who, as the queen Demetria L. Lucas said last night on Instagram, Monica Lewinsky's name is synonymous with a sexual act that everyone does, but folks just started admitting to without incurring shame 5 years ago. That's your fault, Bill. And you continue to cause that young lady trauma, even 25 years later, by telling the world that to you, her mouth was nothing but a Xanax bar. Please give the 42nd President of the United States of America, Bill Clinton, the biggest hee-haw. That's one I never thought of. I just did it to manage my anxiety. First thing she gonna say, well, what's wrong with my mouth? Now you just sitting there looking stupid. Now you just sitting there looking stupid when your wife says to you, well, what's wrong with my mouth?
Why have this conversation? Like, why talk about it?
25 years later, why are you?
Because people are fascinated by it.
He's 80. Always, I can't remember.
This is why you don't reheat cold French fries.
I'm with you.
Leave them, you know, throw them away.
And let's be clear, okay, even to this day, Monica Lewinsky can't really move around and function without people thinking about that.
That is true.
It affected her life more than anyone.
I mean, her name is synonymous with oral sex. Her name has become her last name has become a slang term for oral sex. I get it. I totally understand.
All right. Well,
damn, Bill. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.